It's Friday, November 18th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the impact of the midterms on data and cyber legislation, and could breaches impact a credit score? This is the Business of Tech. Some updates from the midterm elections. Alabama and New Mexico voters signed off on amendments to their state constitutions, removing barriers to funding to boost internet access. Both states had restrictions on local governments providing aid or grants to private entities, which created a major hurdle for officials to disperse the broadband funding it received through the COVID-19 economic recovery package signed into law last March. The approved amendments will create exceptions, allowing officials at the state or local level to dole out broadband funds more efficiently. In Montana, by more than 4-in-5 vote count, voters backed an amendment to their state constitution explicitly banning law enforcement from seizing customers' personal data without a warrant. Also of note, Axios, covering how, despite the elections, many of the key players in Congress remain the same, mainly as most cyber legislation is bipartisan. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan, who has long been considered the go-to lawmaker on cybersecurity, will still lead the Senate Homeland Security Committee. The Biden administration wrapped a 120-day cybersecurity sprint this week, seeing more than 7,000 apprentices get hired and added 200 more new registered apprenticeship programs. Guess who is joining these programs? McDonald's, launching its own registered cybersecurity apprenticeship program. With 2023 looming, I want to link to a piece on Eye on Privacy that outlines the current state of play for data privacy laws in California, Colorado, Connecticut, Utah, and Virginia. January 1st will be an important date for many of those laws. Also on the radar, Bloomberg is reporting that there may be a push on antitrust by the White House during the remaining portion of the congressional session. Why do we care? Two areas to care about. There continues to be motion in cyber and data-related laws, and as I keep observing, this is becoming a top role for a provider to monitor. Second are those cybersecurity apprenticeships. If I were a provider, I'd be considering gearing up my participation in those programs. Talent acquisition and retention remain top priorities, and here's part of the solution. Hornet Security, in a new survey, revealed that 40.5% of work emails are unwanted. The Cybersecurity Report 2023, which analyzed over 25 billion work emails, also reveals significant changes to the nature of cyber attacks in 2022, indicating the constant growing threats to email security and the need for caution in digital workplace communications. Phishing remains the most common style of email attack, representing 39.6% of detected threats. In the potential positive incentive category, Axios and the Wall Street Journal are reporting how credit raters and analysts have started factoring histories of cyber attacks into decisions about whether a company will be able to repay its debts. U.S. efforts to crack down on ransomware and mandate companies report cyber insurance and cyber incidents could end up being a credit positive next year, according to Moody's 2023 Cyber Outlook, shared first with Axios. The landscape continues to be rife with nation states. Microsoft issued a report last week focused on those attacks, noting cyber attacks targeting critical infrastructure jumped from comprising 20% of all nation-state attacks Microsoft detected to 40%. This spike was due, in large part, to Russia's goal of damaging Ukrainian infrastructure and aggressive espionage targeting of Ukraine's allies, including the United States. Russia also accelerated its attempts to compromise IT firms as a way to disrupt or gain intelligence from those firms' government agency customers in NATO member countries. 90% of Russian attacks they detected over the past year targeted NATO member states, and 48% of these attacks targeted IT firms based in NATO countries. Why do we care? Let's focus on the incentives. If a business's credit score becomes linked to its cyber acumen and a breach lowers the score, well, this is a set of financial incentives to be concerned about. One can see how the opportunity would be there for the credit bureaus and how insurers and banks would be interested in this set of knowledge. I can easily see how this could become part of how business is done. Does coordinating meetings and help desk calls frustrate you and your clients? Wouldn't it be easier if you could automate this process and it integrated with ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest is scheduling automation that gives you control of your schedule and removes the frustration of calendar ping pong. As the only solution specifically designed for MSPs, it integrates within your PSA to schedule appointments right in your workflow. And the best part? You can try it for free. Visit timezest.com/MSP Radio and mention MSP Radio for 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today is International Stand Up to Bullying Day, one that I think we can all support. There'll be two bonus episodes this weekend. For those of you that missed it, an audio version of our IT Nation newscast on Saturday, and on Sunday, a bonus episode diving into emergency response. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.